And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Catch Damon Friday for It's Detroit versus Chicago at Hype in Dearborn Heights with B. Cole, J. Deep, Howie Bell, and Shani D. Then Saturday, Akron with Teray, Linnell, Tony Rock, Tony Roberts, Guy Torrey, T-Robe, and Bill Bellamy at the Civic Theater. Damon's busy.
My God.
Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on how a cop learned not to taser someone full of beans and rice. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a tipsy pilot.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really not funny. I'm glad y'all didn't laugh because really I fly too much. Man, yeah, how you just going to slip by? Oh, go ahead, Jay. I like it already.
Am I the only one flying?
You got it.
You got it, speaking. Simple said, am I the only one flying? Please wait for your. What was I about to say?
I just peed on myself.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Right.
Oh, is this on? Oh my God.
All right. That's my report. Report to you live from Chicago. Now, sometimes, look, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Now, police pulled over a speeder. He was doing 75 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, which ain't too bad. Carlos Adonis Aracio refused to exit his car when the police told him to step out the car. He said, I can't, and I was speeding because I'm rushing home to use the bathroom. And then he sped off. And while he sped off, he hit an officer's arm, right? So the police pursued him until he reached his home, at which time he got out the car and they tased him. Which is the worst thing you can do to somebody who already trying to hold it in.
Exactly.
So I'm assuming he had a number two brewing, you know, because that's the only thing that make you not stop. Yeah. Yeah, knocking at the door, Jay. That's the only thing that make you speed all the way home. I mean, if you had urine, you know, it's another thing. So what's crazy about this is I've had this happen. You know, you want to do it at home. But I couldn't make it. Home was too far, so I had to pull over once. But unfortunately, it was snow, too, so I got my car got stuck in a snowbank, right? I did my business, but when people saw I was stuck, they came to try to help me. So now I got to kick the snow like a cat over the – anyway. This is a true story, so I know you didn't want to hear it.
No,
So anyway, after they tased and they put him in a police car and he hit the back seat with the 1-2 combo.
Oh.
Yep. Number one and number two. He tried to warn him.
I warned you,
seriously.
I had the boo-boo. But no.
Man. So all this caused this man to get all these charges just because he couldn't hold himself. But that's life. All right. Seriously. As serious as a bow-legged goalie. Thank you, Super Dave. All right.
Oh, my God.
Check this next story. A party in Madison, Wisconsin came to an abrupt halt.
We moved on. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, we're gone, Jay. A 34-year-old woman who had organized the party, she got upset with the DJ. She began yelling at him, and then I guess she couldn't take it no more, so she just went to the DJ table and knocked all his equipment, including a laptop, headphones, and microphone off the DJ table.
Ooh.
Now, luckily, that's all DJs carry. Now, back in the day, it would have been really messed up because it would have been an amp, two turntables, a mixer, albums. If he broke that needle, it really would have been a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That diamond needle? Oh,
man.
Oh, man.
By sure? Anyway.
What?
The one you kept in your breast pocket? That one?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
The needle was one single responsibility by itself. So the woman was pulled away by the partygoers, but then she got loose. She punched the DJ in the head several times, then threw a glass at him. All this was because of his music choices. Now, I'm sure she didn't just snap. I'm pretty sure she tried to make a request, but you know how these DJs are nowadays.
Oh my God.
They don't want to hear no requests.
No,
yeah, it ain't like you, Tom. No, they don't want to hear it. They get an arrogant face.
Hey, I got you.
I got it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Let me
what
do my
song she want to hear anyway? What damn
right.
song did she want to hear?
Uptown Funk. I bet y'all would play Happy.
In place of.
Plus, this was an Irish pub, so ain't no telling what the music choice was. But so you know who that was too. So anyway, that woman fled the scene, is still on the at large, and I'm sure that DJ is taking all type of requests now. Seriously, as serious as a loud friend at a quiet place.
Oh. Yeah,
I've had a couple of those.
Work with those.
You ain't got to take that.
Loud friends at quiet places.
Oh,
that is.
Words, man.
I can tell some stories, but I won't.
Damon Williams.